Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 13 members present this morning. Senator Olson is excused from a call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Reverend Kathleen Wakefield of St. Brendan's Episcopal Church.
The prayer this morning is from the New Zealand Prayer Book in the Anglican Church of New Zealand. Blessed are you, God of the universe. You have created us and given us life. Blessed are you, God of the planet Earth. You have set our world like a radiant jewel in the heavens and filled it with action, beauty, suffering, struggle, and hope. Blessed are you, God of this land, in all the people who live here, in all the lessons we have learned, in all that remains for us to do. Blessed are you because you need us, because you make us worthwhile, because you give us people to love and work to do for your universe, for your world, and for ourselves. Amen.
Senator Lincoln, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 44th legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified. That brings us to introduction of guests. That brings us to messages from the Governor.
There are no messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 20th, stating the House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session of the legislature at 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 28th, to hear Chief Justice Dana Fabe's State of the Judiciary message. This is a change of date from the original scheduled joint session of February 23rd.
Senator Lehman.
Unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to change the date of the joint session to hear Chief Justice Fabe to February 28th.
Without objection, the Senate will accept the House's invitation for a joint session Wednesday, February 28th. Further messages from the House?
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
The following report is on file in the Office of the Secretary. Alaska Taxable 2000 Municipal Taxation Rates and Policies Full Value Determination Population and GO Bonded Debt from Steve Van Sant, State Assessor, Department of Community and Economic Development. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
The Transportation Committee considered House Bill Number 79, designating a portion of the Eagle River Loop Road as the Eagle River Veterans Memorial Highway, recommends it be replaced with the Transportation Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senator Cowdery Chair, Senators Wilkin, Ward, Elton, and Taylor. House Bill Number 79 has a further referral has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 79, naming the Fred Jaroff Memorial Bridge. Zero fiscal note attached. Signing due pass. Senator Cowdery, Chair. Senators Wilkin, Ward, Elton, and Taylor. Senate Bill Number 79 has no further referral.
Rules.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, relating to declaring April 6, 2001 as Alaska Tartan Day, recommends be replaced with a State Affairs Committee substitute. Signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio, Chair. Signing due pass, Senators Halford, Phillips, and Davis. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 88 relating to Metropolitan Planning Organizations. Zero fiscal note attached. Signing due pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair. Senators Ward, Wilkin, I'm sorry, this I think it's Torgerson, but I can't read the signature on this. Signing do not pass, Senator Elton. Signing amend to let legislators outside of Anchorage to sit on AMATS, Senator Taylor. Senate Bill Number 88 has a further referral to the CNRA Committee. State Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill Number 93 relating to Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Trust. Zero fiscal note attached. Signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Pierce and Davis. Signing do pass and amend, Senator Halford. Signing do pass, Senator Phillips. Senate Bill number 93 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution number 5, title amended, proposing amendments to Uniform Rules 20A, 37, and 49A4 of the Alaska State Legislature, recommends be replaced with the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute. Signing do pass, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senator Phillips. Signing no recommendation, Senators Pierce and Davis. House Concurrent Resolution number 5, title amended, has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 14 by Senator Taylor urging President Bush, the United States Department of State, and the United States Congress to intervene and negotiate with the government of Canada to reconsider the imposition of a fee to transport firearms through Canada.
State Affairs.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 108 by Senator Olson, an act allowing a physician assistant or advanced nurse practitioner to certify the need for emergency treatment as a result of intoxication.
Yes.
Senate Bill number 109 by Senator Torgerson, an act relating to the Unincorporated Community Capital Project Matching Grant Program and providing for an effective date.
CNRA and Finance.
Senate Bill number 110 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to charitable gaming and to gaming on state ferries and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill number 111 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to financing facilities for municipal ports and harbors and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citation in memoriam, Jeannie Chance.
Senator Lehman.
Unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citation appearing on today's calendar is approved. That brings us to unfinished business and also to 11 o'clock for the joint session in the House. Senator Lehman, would you recess?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess for the purpose of a joint session here, Senator Murkowski, in the House chambers.
Without objection, the Senate stands in recess. Will the Senate please come back to order? We are under unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the Senate?
Pardon? You're
going
to have to 11 permission even be in order if I make one.
You can.
I don't want to adjourn this. I'll do it tomorrow. Never mind.
Is there further unfinished business to come before the Senate?
I
would expect that excusing a member or something like that is probably within the.
That's right. Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, March 1st, on Wednesday, March 7th, through Friday, March 9th, on state business.
Without objection, Senator Pierce is excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Lehman.
Move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, February 22nd.
Without objection, we're adjourned to 11 a.m. tomorrow.